Now I want to read you a poem that I wrote called The Cancer Cells. And I want you to listen to it. Yeah, this is an exercise that follows up on the For a Lamb bit. Today I saw a picture of the cancer cells, sinister shapes with menacing attitudes. They had outgrown their test tube and advanced, sinister shapes with menacing attitudes, into a world beyond, a virulent laughing gang. They looked like art itself, like the artist's mind, powerful shaker and the taker of new forms. Some are revulsed to see these spiky shapes. It is the world of the future to come to. Nothing could be more vivid than their language, lethal, sparkling, and irregular stars. The murderous design of the universe, the hectic dance of the passionate cancer cells. Oh, just phenomena to the calculating eye, originals of imagination. I flew with them in a piled exuberance of time, my own malignance in their racy, beautiful gestures, quick and lean. And in their riot, too, I saw the stance of the artists make, the fixed form in the massive fluxion. I think Leonardo would have, in his disinterest, enjoyed them precisely with a sharp pencil. Well, that poem says that a genius like Leonardo would have tried to make something beautiful in art, even out of death. And these spiky shapes were beautiful, but they represented death, and you perceive these two things, life and death, inextricably joined instantaneously. You perceive it instantaneously. Now, here is an analysis of cancer cells. The poem, The Cancer Cells, by Richard Eberhardt, is written mainly to express his view on something and to warn people of its danger. Although it is well constructed and contains many good words and metaphors, its main purpose is not beauty for beauty's sake, as many poems are. Eberhardt has seen a danger that threatens humanity and is trying to warn everyone before it is too late. The danger which Eberhardt points out is the spread of communism. He compares communism to cancer as it spreads and infects everything as it goes along. Just by observing the cancer cells, say under a microscope, they seem to be quite harmless and might even be fascinating, but they begin to eat away, slowly spreading to infest and kill new ideas. His poem is aimed at people who might be thinking of joining the communist cause and to those who are not aware of the danger that is threatening. Eberhardt's poem begins by revealing that he has finally seen the picture about communism. It seems from this that he once had himself been captured by the communist cause, but has turned it down and now wants to warn others of its dangers. Communism started out in Russia as an experiment, but now has gotten out of the test tube of Russia and is advancing to other countries of the world. Well, you wouldn't believe it, but this theme goes on for 9 pages. And then it says at the end, although the poem is written in blank verse, when it is read, it sounds like a poem. So, I shouldn't say a thing, but I can't help moralizing a little. I just think it's amazing that any student in our country could misread a poem 100%. The compass turned exactly around. And I think the reason why he did it was because of the title, you see. Just as, you know, in that little poem, For a Lamb, I think the fact that the word lamb was in there made all the Christians think it was a technically Christian poem. They got the idea of the lamb. This thing is called The Cancer Cells, and so this reader had an a priori fixation on it, and he never read the poem at all. Let that be a lesson to you. Well, I could go on for a long time, I feel like it, but I feel we should stop because, let's see, we started about 20 to 9 and now it's an hour and a few minutes later and we had half an hour of movies. I think I better bring this to a close a little bit now. And so could I read you a couple more?